Live Updates: Trump Holds Ohio Rally. By Tony Lee on January 9, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold his first 2020 campaign rally in Toledo, Ohio, on Thursday evening. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:50 p.m., rally in the critical Buckeye State concludes. 8:42 p.m., Trump says you can have a country that goes to hell very, very fast if Democrats win and undo his administration's accomplishments. 8:39 p.m., Trump says he is asking Congress to prohibit late-term abortions because Republicans believe that every child is a sacred gift from God. He rips Democrats for all being in favor of late-term abortions where the baby is ripped from the womb. 8:32 p.m., Trump says Democrats are taking their cues from socialist Bernie Sanders, Omar, Ock, and Tlaib. He says they are the leaders of the party. He says Pelosi shakes and quivers when she meets them. Trump says he loves the Green New Deal and it should be debated so Americans can hear about all of the absurdities associated with it eliminating farting cows. 8:25 p.m., Trump says Democrats stand for crime, corruption, and chaos. He says Republicans are for law, order, and justice. He says his administration has ended catch and release at the border. Trump says the biggest part of the wall will be under construction within a couple of weeks because the Fifth Circuit just allowed him to use billions in military funds for the border wall. He mocks Democrats for saying walls don't work. 8:22 p.m., Trump rips Democrats for betraying the American people on immigration and supporting sanctuary cities for releasing violent criminals, freeing them to rob and kill American citizens. They want open borders, Trump says. Can you believe it? Trump says Democrats want people flowing in, and he says innocent Americans are being killed by illegal immigrants across the nation. He says, thanks to Democrats, Mississippi minus 13 gangsters were allowed to infiltrate the country. He rips Pelosi for criticizing him when he called them animals and proceeds to slam Pelosi's district and how filthy it has become. 8:20 p.m., Trump says while his administration is creating jobs and killing terrorists, Democrats in Washington are wasting America's time with witch hunts. 8:19 p.m., Trump says steel mills are roaring back to life because of his policies. Touts all of the investments in steel mills around the region. Trump says the industry was dead and now it is vibrant. 8:15 p.m., Trump rips the Paris climate deal, saying it was meant to hurt the United States. He asks who would negotiate such a deal. Trump says he immediately canceled Obama's TPP, which Trump says would have been worse than NAFTA and delivered a death blow to the auto industry. He says the TPP was a setup for the U.S. to get fleeced. 8:09 p.m., Trump says America lost 60,000 factories under the previous administration. He says he knows it is true because he has said it 50 times because and the fakers back there have never corrected him. They're all coming back, Trump proclaims. And right now, just in a very short period of time, we've added 12,000 brand new factories. 8:07 p.m., after talking about how he was honored when he heard the late Billy Graham voted for him and his strong evangelical support, Trump goes back to the record low unemployment rates and the 40 million American families who are benefiting from the GOP tax credit. 8 p.m., Trump ripping Democrats running for president. He says watching the debates is like watching death and says one has to be really committed to the country to watch them debate for 3 hours. Trump mocks Biden for mixing up Iran and Iraq 4 times. He says he has made Hunter Biden's first name Wears. He asks, where's Hunter? He says he hopes Biden gets the nomination so he can ask him 9 times a debate. Trump also rips Mayor Pete and says he can't imagine him negotiating with President Xi. 7:53 p.m., Trump rips Obama's Iran deal for helping Iran finance terror. He says Iran will not have nuclear weapons. Trump says by subsidizing Iran's malign conduct, the last administration was leading the world down the path of war. We are restoring our world to the path to peace, peace through strength. 7:47 p.m., Trump reminds the audience that we are a long way from the election. Still 10 months to go. He's again polling the audience on MAGA versus CAG. More applause for CAG. 7:43 p.m., Trump says this movement is bigger than 2016 because he has completed more promises than I've made. 7:37 p.m., Trump says he got a call about Soleimani's whereabouts and he didn't have time to call Nancy, who Trump says is not operating with a full deck. He asks the audience why he should call Shifty Adam Schiff. You little pencil neck, Trump says. He says his neck is 9 inches and Schiff buys the shirts with the smallest collars and they are still loose. Trump says Schiff leaks to crazy CNN. Trump's still ripping the media for getting Pulitzer Prizes for writing things that are wrong. He is now going off on the Nobel Prize about how leaders in countries that he has saved are receiving the prize. He really, really, really wants a Nobel Prize. 7:35 p.m., Trump says crazy Bernie has condemned the U.S. military strike on Soleimani. He is now also mocking the genius nervous Nancy Pelosi. He says they are all saying, "How dare you take him out that way? You should get permission from Congress. You should come in and tell us what to do. So we can call up the fake news that is back there and we can leak it." Crowd roars before and after Trump looks at the press and says, "That's a lot of corruption back there." Crowd also chants, "CNN sucks." 7:34 p.m., "We stopped him quickly and we stopped him cold," Trump says of Soleimani. He says the United States ended his rampage and rips the radical left Democrats for expressing outrage over Soleimani's death. Trump says he was the king of the roadside bomb. 7:31 p.m., Trump says the country last week took bold and decisive action to save American lives and deliver American justice. Trump says Soleimani, a sadistic mass murder, spread death, destruction and mayhem across the Middle East and was responsible for the deaths of thousands of U.S. troops. He says the attack on the U.S. embassy was the opposite of Benghazi. Trump stresses that this was the anti-Benghazi. Trump says had they broken through the final panels of glass, it would have been another Benghazi, hundreds of dead people or hundreds of hostages. He says he called up his generals and told them, "Get him over there now." 7:29 p.m., Trump says he hopes we never have to use our tremendous military. He says the U.S. is seeking friends and not enemies. But Trump says, if you dare to threaten our citizens, you do so at your own grave peril. 7:25 p.m., rally interrupted by two protesters. Crowd boos and chants USA. USA. 7:22 p.m., Trump focusing on trade and manufacturing. He says companies used to leave but now they are coming back to places like Ohio. He says he signed the largest ever investment in the U.S. military weeks ago and created the Space Force, and everybody's excited about that. Crowd chants, USA. 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 Trump says after years of devastating defense cuts, his administration has rebuilt the U.S. military, and it is stronger and more powerful than ever before. He says the military was totally depleted when he took over 3 years ago. 7:19 p.m., Trump reminds the crowd that he was in Ohio a lot in 2016. He says 2020 will be even better. He says he is holding the first 2020 rally in the great state of Ohio. He says the economy is booming, wages are soaring, and workers are thriving as we begin the new year. He says America is the envy of every country in the world. He says there have been 7 million jobs created since his election and will soon be replacing NAFTA. 7:15 p.m., Pence concludes his warm-up remarks and introduces Trump to a raucous ovation. 7 p.m., Vice President Mike Pence takes the stage and says Ohio and America need 4 more years of Trump in the White House. Pence says he stands with Trump when he takes decisive action as Commander-in-Chief to save American lives. Pence says instead of sending pallets of cash to Iran, the Trump administration got out of the Iran deal and launched the first airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias and said, "No more Benghazi." Pence says Iran appears to be standing down after retaliating for Soleimani's death. Pence now hyping up the booming economy under Trump like he usually does. 6:45 p.m., packed crowd waiting for Trump, who will likely comment on Qasem Soleimani, Iran, and impeachment. Wouldn't be a Trump rally without resistance protesters.